الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another wonderful episode of the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hopeful that you and your family are safe and sound. Do remember the Ummah in your du'as, that in some part of the world, the Ummah is suffering. The Ummah is being oppressed. Our mothers, fathers, our brothers, our sisters, and our little children out there are being oppressed by tyrants. Do remember them in your dua, that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, for the sake of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ease their sufferings, remove their difficulties, and remove the oppressors as well. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today we have another inspiring topic of discussion, something which is at the center of the heart of every true believer, every Muslim out there. And we will be discussing the blessed habits, or some of the blessed habits of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to inspire us to leave whichever other path we are on, those pathways out there, those lifestyles out there only lead to destruction. It is only in following the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his sunnah, which is the perfect lifestyle, that we can attain success in this world, the grave and the hereafter, through the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So stay tuned inshallah Zawajal. Before that, let's make some good intentions. As Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrum Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make those good intentions. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the Silsila of Madani channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey that message to others, insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal. There are so many blessings, countless of benefits and bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood e Pak, salawat, or salutations upon the crown of creation, the beloved of Allah, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is mentioned that the one who recites salawat and Durood e Pak 200 times on a Jumu'ah, on a Friday, then 200 years worth of that person's sins will be forgiven. Allahu Akbar. We know our own realities. Even if we can display a picture of piety to the outside world, but we know our shortcomings, our defects. We are human beings, we make mistakes, and we fall into the traps of sins as well. So this is a way. This is a way for the removal of sins. Dedicate some time every single day of your life to recite some amount of Quran, some Durood e Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, and seeking knowledge of Deen every day of your life. Imagine if you learned one thing, at least one thing, but every day after 365 days, Allahu Akbar, what you would have gained, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Let's listen to a beautiful kalam to further inspire us, and then we'll continue with this discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Huzur aisa koi intizam ho Salam ke liye hazir सिमट के पास اور مزا تو جب ہے فرشتے یہ قبر میں کہہ دے مزا تو جب سبیح مدحت خیر الانام ہو جائے سبیح مدحت خیر نام ہو جائے حضور ایسا کوئی انتظام ہو سلام کے لیے حاضر غلام ہو جائے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عز و جل. I'm sure you enjoyed that wonderful kalam, and continue listening to these kinds of kalams. On YouTube you'll find Dawood Islami's official Naat page called Naat Production, and believe me, there are so many beautiful Hamd Sharif, Munajat and Munkabat, Naat Sharif, different kalams are there to further inspire us to embed the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah into our hearts. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu take us all for Hajj and Umrah time and again, to take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bijahi khatam al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to teach us, to teach the Muslims, or to teach the people to enter into Islam, about Tawheed, about the oneness of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, to teach them what it means to be a Muslim, to go onto that path, to travel the path leading to the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, what needs to be done in order to obey Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, what is not needed to be done to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to purify us, to teach us, to guide us, and also to teach us good manners. This is something, if a person develops in their life good manners, then it will take a person a very long way, a very long way in life. And good manners is generally taught in school, in madrasa, and with the first teachers being the mother and the father. Yes, we need to teach our offspring good manners to refine the character, but we must base it on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must base it on the teachings of Al-Quran, as Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states in the glorious Quran in Suratul Qalam, verse 4, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Translation, and indeed you possess an exemplary character, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has told you and I, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, that I have been sent for the completion of good manners. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Nobody out there can teach you and I good manners as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us through his speech, through his actions as well. You know, we say practice what you preach. What Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam preached and taught is what he lived. He lived the Quran. He was the walking Quran. You may have heard the famous narration that Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she was asked about the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, Kana khuluquhul Quran. His character is the Quran. What the Quran has commanded, all the do's of the Quran, subhanallah, was practically seen in the blessed life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's what you and I need to come back to. It is not sufficient that I just am born in a Muslim family, I have a Muslim name, and I'm just living my life anyhow, being manipulated whether I know or not, but being manipulated by societal pressures. But what society demands, or peer pressure, being with friends, and who are the real friends? Who are my true friends? Those who take me to the masjid, those who remind me about salah, who remind me about sunnah, about obeying Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, obeying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, following the teachings of the Quran. And in the perfect life of the master of both worlds sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we see it practically and we derive lessons from there. If we only, it all starts here. It all starts in one's mindset. If you change your mindset, you change everything. That's where it starts. And cut your losses. All those so-called friends who are taking you to places of vices and evil, to the gambling dens, the casinos, to pubs and bars and clubs, and all of that filth of immodesty, immorality, they're not your friends. They're dragging you down in further into the swamp of sins. Sayyidina Zayd bin Sa'ana radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he bought some khajur, some dates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was before he accepted Islam. At that time, he was a notable Jewish scholar, notable Yahudi scholar. And before embracing Islam, he bought some dates from Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, there were a few days left for the tumur, for the khajur and dates to be delivered to him. But few days before the delivery date, he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he starts to demand for his dates, for his khajur, in a very angry tone, bitter tone, harshly. He's demanding from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stares at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He grabs the blessed clothes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says that it becomes a characteristic of the family of Abdul Muttalib to delay in fulfilling the rights of people. Allahu Akbar. Look at these taunts. Look at how he's trying to mock Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, second Khalifa of Islam. He witnesses this and he becomes infuriated. He stares at Zayd and he shouts at him, he threatens him, O enemy of Allah, how dare you disrespect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner? By Allah azza wa jal, if the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's respect had not stopped me, I would have definitely finished you off with my sword. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and says, O Umar, what are you saying? You should be encouraging me to fulfill his right, and you should have encouraged him to ask for his right in a polite manner, with kindness and courtesy. In this way, you would have helped both of us. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam ordered to give Zayd the khajur, the dates that was due to him, and a little bit extra as well. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gives him the dates with the extra khajur as well, Zayd bin Sa'ana. He says, "O Umar, why did you give me more than my rightful share?" He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered me to give you a little bit more to console your heart. And after I stared at you and I threatened you, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give him a little bit more. He asked Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu, "Do you know who I am? Do you recognize me? I'm Zayd bin Sa'ana. I am a noted scholar of the Jews." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, "No, I didn't know that." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu then asked him in a nice way, that, "But why did you disrespect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that?" He explained, "Oh Umar, the truth is that I have found all the qualities of the last Prophet of Allah in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are mentioned in the Torah, except for two things. And I needed to test those two things. The first is his sabr, his patience. Will it overcome if somebody deals with him unjustly? And will his patience increase if he is treated with harshness, with severe harshness and taunting through this plan of mine of asking for the dates before its time?" I have now seen that all of the signs of the last Prophet of Allah are in him. And I declare that indeed he is a true Prophet of Allah. O Umar, I am an affluent and very rich man. You be my witness. I have given half of my entire wealth as sadaqah, as charity for the Muslim Ummah. Sayyidina Zayd bin Sa'ana radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then approached the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read the kalima and embraced Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Can you imagine? Look at the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't learn about his seerah, his blessed biography, his character, his mannerisms from just any social media or internet site out there, or from the news, the famous news outlets that are out there. No. Sit with the qualified Sunni ulama and you will learn the reality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see, don't you see today, how many non-Muslims out there, they come forward and they say that the more the Muslims are suffering in the world, the more we want to find out about Islam, what the Quran teaches. I'm sure you know about this. More of them get interested in the teachings of the Quran, in the teachings of Islam, and a large majority of them embrace Islam. And you know, most of them who embrace Islam are women, are females, because they see how Islam liberates them from the slavery of fashion, from the slavery of being just objects out there, from the slavery of the evil manipulators out there, and they embrace Islam and they become practicing Muslims. Largely the media out there, be very careful. They will make you, as it is mentioned, they will make you end up hating the oppressed person and loving and supporting the oppressor. This is the manipulation of their marketing machines, even via the entertainment industries that are out there. So be careful. Learn about the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam from authentic sources. And let me tell you, Dawud Islami is 112% on authentic Islamic knowledge and has all the facilities, the platforms, the activities, the books, the booklets, which you can download for free. You visit dawudislami.net and hundreds of books and booklets in English, many of which translated into over 30 different languages, are available. Free downloads on diverse topics. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the number one role model, hero of us all, of all humanity, and Muslims in particular. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us, told us that ahsin khuluqaka, improve your manners. If I went to school, madrasa, jami'a, university, and I gained knowledge, information, but if I did not learn good manners, if I did not refine my character, what have I really gained? Nobody wants to be with people that have bad character. Nobody wants to be in the company of somebody who always swears and use vulgar words, obscene words, who cracks obscene jokes to make the people laugh and like them. Nobody wants to be around a person with bad mannerisms and characteristics. Of course not. But what about me? That's the first person I need to judge, and I need to look at myself first. What about my character? As Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, the founder of Dawud Islami, the Kamil Wali of the time, the great scholar of the time who has changed the lives of millions of people around the world, advises us that normally as we are good charactered outside the house, at our place of study or at our workplace, what about inside the house? Outside, I'm polite, I'm courteous, please, thank you, I'm always talking with a smile. What about inside the house? Am I the same inside? Or as soon as I enter the home, the smile is just vanishes, disappears. And I bring home whatever pressures I have at work, I bring it into the home, which affects my spouse, my children, and my other family members. That I'm always, I'm not feeling well to talk to anybody. I don't talk to them with a smile. I'm always abrupt and hurting people's feelings. No, we have to develop ourselves. We have to develop our character. And I tell you, if we learn and we implement the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't need anything else. How Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate food, how he sat, sometimes cross-legged, sometimes straight on the floor with his knees raised and grasping it with the hands. He ate with three fingers, these three fingers. He didn't eat too much. He read the du'as before, after. When he went to sleep, he slept on his right side, on his blessed right palm, under his blessed right cheek, facing towards the Qibla. He read the certain du'as, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya, and the du'a after awakening, upon awakening as well. He drank with his right hand. He said Bismillah before drinking, before eating, before doing anything, of course, permitted. I mean, how did he talk? How did he converse with others? He always talked with a smile. Where appropriate, he always talked with a smile. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidatuna Umm Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She would reprimand Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu anha, her husband, that why are you always talking with a smile? Stop this habit. You know, people will think you are gone mad. And he said that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would talk where appropriate, he would always talk with a smile. So I'm following his blessed sunnah. Look at the Sahaba ikram. How not just ardent lovers, the number one lovers and devotees of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram, every single one of them is without a shadow of doubt guaranteed jannati. We know this, we affirm this, we acknowledge it. Yeah, somebody with corrupt beliefs who is going on the path towards Jahannam, they'll have some other views. But every believer, every Muslim out there knows that every Sahabi, her Sahabi a Nabi, jannati, jannati. There's no doubt. If a person has a doubt, you doubt the iman, that which side they're on. So nevertheless, look how ardent lovers and supporters, how they used to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the son of the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he was going somewhere. And his Imamah Sharif got entangled with some branches. He got caught by the branches. And he walked a little further. Then he returned and then he untangled his Imamah Sharif. So his companions who were with him, they asked that, why did you do this? Seems like strange. Allahu Akbar. He says, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma says, that once I was with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the same thing happened to him. His blessed Imam Sharif got entangled in this branch, and he walked a few steps till this place, and then he returned and untangled it. So to follow that practice of his, or to follow that action of his, I have done the same. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Where is it mentioned that we have to do that day? But this was their love. This was their devotion. This was their loyalty, their obedience, and how they loved the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam above any other person. His love was first. Amongst creation of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, his love was first. And this is a demand of the Sharia. This is a demand of the Islamic sacred law, that we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than ourselves, more than our parents, our spouse, our children, more than the entire humanity. It's part of the foundation of Iman. It's the heartbeat of Iman, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as our elders used to tell us, that love, true love, forces the lover to follow the beloved. So what is the strength and status of my love? Is that love that I have for my beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam making me, or forcing me, or making my mind to follow him in word and deed? Or is just that I know, okay, these are the sunnats, I know about it, but it doesn't feature anywhere in my life practically? Let us be true to our love. When we look at the actions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will never ever find another person in the history of humanity, the history of this world, who had his mannerism, his character. Impossible. Look at Fathu Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. Those people who had oppressed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had mercilessly, relentlessly oppressed the believers, the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, who had slandered them, abused them, physically assaulted them, psychologically, emotionally, who had boycotted them. Even those individuals who had strangled the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those individuals who had struck the princess of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, with a spear, causing her to fall off her camel to suffer a miscarriage. Even those people who were there, were present. What happened? There was no retaliation. There was no revenge. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave them. Look at this. Would you and I do the same? Or would we have that courage to do the same? Or would we take revenge? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never took revenge. If somebody insulted him, taunted him, hurt him, never took revenge. If somebody, yes, crossed the boundaries of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course he would stop. This is the teaching of Islam. That if somebody, and we see this also in the Sahaba, we see this in the lives of our ulama, our awliya. Look at Al Hazrat, the reviver of Islam, the destroyer of bid'ah, the scholar of sharia, Al Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala ali, upon whose principles and teachings Dawud Islami was founded. that when people sent him abusive letters, he did not respond. He did not write letters back. Do you know who I am? None of that. Subhanallah. But when people slandered or tried to slander Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, then he can speak lies. Na'udhu Billah. When they slandered or tried to slander Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Sahaba Ikram and Ahlul Bayt, his pen became like a spear. His pen became like a dagger, like a sword. And academically, scholarly, he mowed down all of those evil and corrupt deviants. So not against himself, but when the Sharia was transgressed, when Islam was being attacked, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being insulted, then he stood on the front line to defend the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So these are the teachings of Islam. At Fatah Makkah, all those people, they were trembling, they were shivering that now today we are going to be finished because the conqueror of Makkah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken over Makkah Sharif, but told them, today there is no charge unto you. Go, all of you are free. Subhanallah. We need to learn from that. Because if somebody just maybe swears us, somebody infringes on our rights, yes, you have the right to ask for your rights if your rights are violated. The oppressed person, keep this in mind, the one who is oppressed, their dua is more readily accepted in the court of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So all the oppressors out there, your time will come. If you do not realize what you are doing, harming, hurting people, hurting, harming, killing Muslims, your time will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seizes. There is no stopping that. Allahu Akbar. But you and I need to come back to developing our characters on the character in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved master, the blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, you cannot please people with your wealth, but your courtesy, your smiling appearance can please them. Also, wherever you live, keep fearing Allah Azza wa Jal. And do some deed after a sin, because the good deed will remove the sin and treat people with good manners. Be good to people. Don't just speak loudly, abruptly. Don't stare. Fil madani inamat nek a'mal. This program of pious deeds you can download for free from App Store and Play Store. It is ideal to help us develop our characters, to refine our mannerisms. It is ideal to help us to become practicing Muslims, to be punctual with our salah, to recite the Quran every day, Durood Pak, Istighfar, to watch our tongues, to protect our tongues, our eyes, our ears, to fulfill rights of others, to make good intentions. It's there, it's designed to help us individually refine our character and make us good practicing Muslims. Because a good practicing Muslim is a great member of society, is an upright member of society and citizen of society. Islam teaches us fulfill rights. Islam teaches us not to violate rights, not to oppress anyone. That's the teachings of Islam. That's the Sharia. Of course, the largely media out there won't tell you that. They can't tell you that because they don't want to promote the pure, beautiful teachings of Islam. But for how long? they plan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans, and the best of planners is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and Islam is the number one fastest growing religion in the world. Let's listen to a short video. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, there is one thing which it's reality, we cannot shy away from, whether we like it or we don't like it, we have to ultimately accept it. And that is, we are going to leave this world. We are only the travelers in this world. And what is more important is that we should make sure that we leave this world in a condition and situation that we may be able to present ourselves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal in the acceptable manner. We all are thinking, what will be my condition on the day of Qiyamah? We all are thinking, look, on the day of Qiyamah, the sun will be just 1 meter above our heads. This world will be like a burning copper. What will be the condition of each person on that particular day? Before we can even listen to what will be success of which kind of people on the day of Qiyamah, we need to make a very important dua. And that is, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla really, 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 really make it such that on the day of Qiyamah, we will not experience any difficulty. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned in the hadith Mubarakah that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, Allahu Akbar. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, you gain the closeness and the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the time will be so difficult, when the situation will be so tense, and on that particular day, you are resurrected. And when you look around, you find yourself in the company of Habib Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How good and excellent will that be? But the question arises, how will we gain the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah? How will we gain the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned and has told us that the one who recites durood and salawat and salam upon me in abundance in this dunya will be that fortunate who will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, let us make it a point to keep reciting durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that on the day of Qiyamah, when we are resurrected, we are resurrected in the company of none other than our beloved Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability to keep reciting durood and salawat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amin bi jain Nabi al-Amin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm sure that you may have also learned something from that clip, and continue attaching yourself to this wonderful, fragrant Madani movement of Dawat Islami to learn more like that, to learn basic knowledge, fard ulum, knowledge which is necessary for every Muslim male and female as well. We are talking about the blessed habits of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how you and I need to implement his perfect lifestyle. Why would a person choose the imperfect over the perfect? The sunnah is a complete and comprehensive way of living. It is a lifestyle in your home and out of your home. It is a lifestyle, the perfect lifestyle, in the private and in the public. Whether it's for the prince or the pauper, it's everywhere, all round. On the Day of Judgment, who doesn't want to be under the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? Who doesn't want their good deeds to be heavier than their bad deeds on the Day of Judgment? On the Day of Judgment, who does not want to drink from the fountain of Kawthar? Who does not want to be in the company close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? One way to achieve that through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to refine our characters and bring it in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is mentioned in the summary of a narration that there is nothing that weighs heavier on the scale of deeds than good manners on the day of judgment. And undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal does not like foul language and uttering obscenities. Another hadith mentions, on the day of judgment, those amongst you who would be dear and near to me in my company are the ones who have good manners and adopt humbleness. Being loud and proud, this is not the way of the Muslim. Yes, you may find many people always loud, always talking in an arrogant manner, always every second, third word that there's some vulgar word coming out from their mouths. Help them to refine their character. No matter what their age is, no matter what their background, what their profession is, encourage them to join this beautiful Madani movement. And over a period of time, they will see a difference and you will see a difference as well. Encourage them to fill and to practice upon nek a'mal, pious deeds, as this is a life changer with guaranteed results. If a person sincerely not just fills it out every single day, but starts adopting what is in there, starts to practice upon that, and then people will see, the individual will see positive results. They will monitor their own progress on a daily basis. And nek amal, pious deeds, the app is, there's different types for different categories, for Islamic brothers, for Islamic sisters, for students in college, university, in jami'ah, and also for children as well. So this is a very effective way in helping us to help ourselves and our family members in order to develop and to refine our characters in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Start your day with remembrance.